Tourism companies in Milford Sound are gearing up for an influx of customers as the first buses in weeks loaded with visitors roll into town today. The only road in was extensively damaged when more than a metre of rain fell in less than 3 days at the beginning of the month. Up to 60 millimetres of rain has fallen this morning, but organisers are confident tourists will be cruising the fjord before lunchtime. Tess Brunton filed this report from Tiano.
It's been a tough summer for tourist businesses in Milford Sound. On a busy summer day, about 4,000 people would normally visit. That's been down to a couple of hundred for the past few weeks, with the only visitors having to be flown in. Roger Wilson from Milford Sound Tourism says today's convoys will bring much-needed business to a hard-hit community.
It's going to be significantly improved on just having flights, but it certainly will get nowhere near back to full patronage while we've only got that limited avenue of coaches. We may end up with something in the order of 50% of the people that would normally come in.
Roading crews have been working for weeks to reopen the road, first clearing it enough for four-wheel drives to bring in essential supplies. Kevin Thompson from the Milford Road Alliance says the gravel road is still very bumpy, but the views at the end are worth it.
I think the key thing is for them to enjoy the experience, to go to Milford Sound. Milford is back open for business, so it is about experiencing the drive-in and then experiencing Milford Sound and taking the opportunity to get out on the water. What I'd want them to know is it is open, get on a bus and get in there and have a look.
The tour company Southern Discoveries has six pretty full buses coming into Milford today. Its chief executive, Tim Hunter, says everyone is very pleased about that and looking forward to getting back out on the water.
We've got about six going in, so very pleased about that. This is going to be a long recovery and we're going to celebrate every milestone as we get there. I think there's a lot of pent-up demand, so we're going to be full for quite a few days.
Real Journeys, which also runs cruises, has been running only three of its five summer vessels since the storm. Its general manager, Paul Norris, says he's had to make some tough decisions.
One vessel we've actually redeployed into Doubtful Sound, but we have still had to tie up one vessel for the summer season. Because of that reason, you know, we had a lot of seasonal staff that were due to work with us through contracts through to either the end of March or the end of April. A number of those ones took up the option of taking voluntary redundancy or getting redeployed into other parts of our business.
Shan from Singapore made it as far as Tiano before finding out her trip into Milford yesterday was cancelled. That left her scrambling to find somewhere to stay.
Disappointing, of course, and then we had to book last-minute accommodation back to somewhere near Queenstown. So we had to book it because we didn't have a place to stay since Milford Sound was cancelled. We booked accommodation there. We had to book something last minute.
She will be getting a refund because she's on a tight schedule and unable to rebook. Australian Ian Johnson is also missing out on Milford Sound because he too has to leave before the convoy start.
Well, here we are, ready to leave and the tourist buses start again. Unbelievable. Oh, well, you can't help nature.
Kevin Thompson says keeping Milford Road open long term isn't going to be quick, cheap or easy.
The rainfall event has opened up a big bunch of new slips for us. So in Fiordland, they're very steep. They have a lot of material on them and they take a long time to settle down. So this rainfall now will bring more material. It is something we will just have to continue to watch and some of them will be with us for years.
Three bus convoys will go into Milford Sound today, beginning at 10 o'clock this morning. In Tiano for Morning Report, Cortes Brunton, TNA.